division, or if you have previously filed a report and wish to speak to a detective about your case, press 6. To report a non-emergency crime or to speak to a police dispatcher, stay on the line and your call will be transferred.
Anchorage, please. Can I help you?
Yeah, I have a question. I'm not sure exactly how to handle this particular situation. I have a property behind a gate. There's a gate that goes to a driveway. It's a shared driveway. It's my neighbor's driveway and my driveway. But my neighbor seems to have some kind of problem with me and has locked me off of my driveway so I cannot access my property. So what I'm wanting is some...
So what I'm wanting to do is to create either an
incident for that or to arrange to have the police bring me out there so I can cut the lock and go to my land.
So tell me a little bit more about this. Is it a house or a vacant lot or...
It's my I have an RV out there and all my possessions are out there and we have an agreement, so it is my driveway, and I do have access. But the thing is he controls the gate at the front, and it's locked, and he's locked it up.
Okay, is the gate on your property or his property?
The gate is at the entrance of our shared property. It's an easement, right? So it's like I have access on the driveway.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have easement access along the driveway, but... My actual property, my parcel of land with my RV on it, is past his property. So the gate is actually on the front of his property. So he has control over the gate. I've had access for years, but what he's decided to do is to lock it up.
Like how many years?
It's been like 3 years of access.
Okay, I'm just wondering, sir. I mean, I'm not sure the police can help you. Number one, but I was wondering the legality of it is, I think, like 7 years to get eminent domain or something. Did you talk to him? Did he say what this is about?
No, I haven't been able to get in touch with him. I mean, the thing is I do have access. So, but here's the issue. Like, I want to cut the lock. So I'm planning on cutting the lock, but I don't know if I should do it alone or if I should have an officer with me so that I can get access to my property.
Well, I'll talk to my supervisor, but I don't think we're going to go and, like, bless you cutting the lock.
But it's my property. So the thing is my home is out there and all of my possessions. Everything I own is out there, and I've had access for years. So, I mean, I don't know if someone's going to bless it, but the thing is I can't face any repercussions for getting to my property. So there's also the protection of myself. You know, I want to make sure that I'm protected, that I could just cut the lock real quick. And I always had access through there. I had my own lock on there, too. They're just making it difficult for me suddenly. It's my legal access to get back there. I have a legal agreement and everything. It's well documented. I just need to be able to get back there without me causing any issue for myself, you know?
Well, I'll go ask my supervisor, do they have a house there?
They do not have a house there. Their lot is totally vacant, but I do have property back there. And actually, there's another neighbor who has a house back there or is building. And they go to and fro from there frequently. But the thing is like, I don't want to have any contact with them. I just want to independently, separate from everybody, get my own access through there.
And you're not even going to... go talk to the other neighbor who might have put the lock on it and didn't know you had access and that kind of thing?
No, they knew I had access. Everyone knows I have access. This is my driveway. There's just a gate in the front of it. I don't, there's other issues with these neighbors, which is why it's locked. And so I shouldn't.
What are the issues?
Well, we had a former civil litigation, a trial that lasted 3 years that just ended. And there's been some disputes between myself and my neighbors. And so I don't want to be in contact with them. I have free access.
So what was the dispute? My supervisor is going to ask me all these questions. What was the dispute? Was it over the driveway?
No, we just don't really get along.
So do you think you have a warrant?
So you were in court because you don't get along?
Yes, please.
So a lot of this stuff I feel like is irrelevant. I'm just trying to get access to my property through the gate that's locked. It shouldn't be locked.
Okay. So this driveway is in the easement between the properties, correct?
It's actually a shared driveway. So it just goes through each of the properties. It goes through his property, then it goes through my property, and actually then goes to another person's property.
Okay, I'll go ask my supervisor. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I talked to my supervisor, and it is a very much a civil issue, and officers are not going to be there when you cut the lock.
Okay. But what I'm asking though is, like, I don't want to get in trouble. You know what I mean? Like, I need to be able to get to my stuff. Like, I can't just not go. So if I cut the lock, I mean, are you all going to come out for him and stop me? You know what I mean? I just don't want to get in trouble.
Well. Come out and stop you. We're probably not going to make it out there by the time you cut a lock. What does your attorney say?
I mean, I don't want to talk to my attorney.
I don't know all the history here. I don't know what the court thing was about. I don't know what the court ruled.
It was irrelevant.
I don't know who's having a... Okay. So it's not retaliation or anything?
Oh, You from them it's retaliation, I think, because they don't, I think they just don't like, for me it's just accessing my own property. So the only issue is there's a gate there. I have legal access through the gate, but he locked it. That's the only issue, and I just don't know what I can do to get through without causing myself more problems.
Well, you might have to get a court order. Don't know.
Okay.
I would ask my attorney.
Okay. All right. That sounds like...
And then ask the court to make him pay the fees because you had to go through this.
Good point. Okay, that might be helpful.
That's right. What I would do.
All right, so y'all can't, like, escort me through the gate, but what you're instructing is I should just talk to my attorney to get an order.
Because it sounds like I would, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I'm not instructing you or advising you. I'm just saying those are some of your options.
Okay. All right. That is still helpful to me, though. Okay. I appreciate your help with this. I'll see what I can do. But I'm not going through the gate.
Okay,
I'm not going through the gate. I'm just letting you know that. So if there's any call, you know. Well, anyways, I just don't want to get in trouble. I just don't want to get in trouble, and I want to get to my property.
Okay.
All right.
Call your attorney then.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.